Hi everyone, today we are with Mika Kukurainen, right?
Yeah,
it's
hard to spell.
Right? Yeah. So Mika is an investor and we are very much happy to meet you because you are launching a fund, a consumer fund.
Yes, thank you.
A food tech fund, actually. So we would like to understand first your background, why you have decided to launch your fund. And then we will discuss the opportunity, the market, the trends, and the way you intend to support your investment. So maybe you can start with your background. So what have you done before?
Thank you very much for the invitation. I'm a marketing guy, and I have worked at the retailer side on the food sector, then in marketing agencies, and my latest job was at a food manufacturer, where I was director strategy and brands, taking care of Nordic brands and also some global initiatives. And while working there at the food company, I realized that the food ecosystem is changing a lot. Actually, the change is bigger than ever since we managed to cook food for the first time. And why is that? We actually have to change the whole food production system because UN has predicted that we need 70% more food in 30 years, which is amazing amount of food more. And at the same
which
time...
Which means how many more planets, like Earth, do we need to...
Well, actually, yeah, we would need more planets to do it. But the reality is that with the current food technology, we are not able to produce that amount of food anyhow. Because environmental changes, the land is, we have less land for the production and so on. So we need new technology, and that is why I decided that with my colleagues that we will start a fund, and we will be helping those startup companies at the very early stage to really make a difference in food production.
All right. What's the name of the fund you're launching?
Nordic Food Tech VC.
All right. Maybe one question on your investors, on your LPs. Who are the investors interested in joining this new trend of food tech? Are those investors mostly from the Nordics, or do you have built a network of LPs coming from broader Europe, from the US? What is the typical profile of your LP?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I think we are actually, we will be having new kind of VC LPs. For example, food sector players, the current food manufacturers are very interested to be investors in our fund, because they actually see that the world is changing, but they have to focus on current business at this time, but they want to be involved what is coming next. And they are one major investor area in our fund. And also, of course, all the traditional banks and insurance companies are interested. Our biggest investor is actually Finnish government-owned fund of funds, Business Finland VC. They are investing 12 million to our fund.
All right, so it's a big chunk. Now on the team, how many partners are you?
Yeah, we are four partners, and we are not bankers, we are not investors. We are people who have been working with the food from different angles. We have scientists, we have entrepreneur. He has been in several companies as an entrepreneur and investor. And me, I'm a marketing guy from food sector background. And then we have one guy who has been in VC before, so he's our VC professional.
All right, so you have mostly, I would say, an understanding of the needs and on the trends from a product side rather than on the investment side.
Yeah,
you understand what's going on.
Yeah, we understand the business and we understand the logic that these companies actually have to work. And that is a great benefit for us, because now when we are in talks with early stage companies, they are very, very in line with the fact that investors should be sector specialists to really understand the business and really be able to help them whatever comes at the early stage.
Right. What's going to be your geographical focus? Are you going to invest pan-European, or are you going to try to develop a deal flow overseas as well? Where are you going to invest?
Yeah, we are focusing on Nordic markets, and by saying Nordic, I mean Sweden, Finland, Norway, Denmark, plus Baltic countries. That's our geographical focus.
All right. What are the trends? Maybe we can go a bit deeper in the trends you have identified. What would be the main trend you see that you want to help develop?
Actually, if we take a look at trends, we are already late, I would say, because we are investing in technology that will be basis for the coming trends. I would say we are eating the food. The companies that we are investing probably are delivering the food that we will be eating after 10 years. So you actually cannot see those trends yet. They are not consumer trends, but they are forced by these changes in society and in the food production ecosystem. So you actually cannot see those trends. But if we take a look at what kind of research projects there are, because one of the main idea behind our VC is that here in Nordics we have exceptional academic research what comes to food, the whole ecosystem, and nutrition as well. So we will be seeing amazing things from microalgae, for example, or eggs without chicken, or actual milk produced without cows, and cheese without actual milk. So those are the, I wouldn't call them trends, but the reality of tomorrow.
All right. So mostly, I would say, trying to not to change the consumer habits in terms of what they eat, but to change the way what they traditionally eat is different. I mean, you're talking about synthetic milk, talking about synthetic eggs. So the idea is not to change the product a consumer would eat. So no more eggs or no more milk, but still eggs, still milk, but made differently.
Yeah, that's one of the areas, and technology enables that kind of totally different production pretty soon. But it is a really hard way to change how consumers are behaving, actually. But we see nowadays consumer behavior differences, that the younger generation is eating totally different than our current parents, for example. There is a big change, but with our investments, we are targeting to technology that will deliver the next generation food.
Right. What would be the typical check size that you're going to write?
The first investments will be from 300,000 to 1 million. And we will make follow-on investments as well to most promising companies.
All right. And the total fund size that you want to raise, give us an indication?
We are targeting until 50 million euros. That's our high end, let's say so.
Thank you very much, Mika, for your time. All the best for your fundraise, and we keep in touch.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the invitation, and enjoy the slush.